I mean, obviously not a great day to talk about football. I was just doing an interview with Ben in the cafeteria, and it was just he looked at me and said it's almost silly to talk about it given the news. So obviously our thoughts and prayers are with those families in Connecticut. Tragedy.
You guys have seen Chris Johnson. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of back is he? What specifically, I guess, what kind of things do you guys look out for with him?
Just the home run ability. I mean, he's a guy that can turn a run that's nothing into, an 80-yarder. I mean, it's scary how well he still, in his career, that he can, that the vision that he has and the ability to make people miss. And then when he does see a crease, I think he has, it's probably the best in the league, the ability to plant the foot and head downhill. So there are a lot of backs that will get bottled up and try to circle the field. But he'll do that and circle the field, and all of a sudden he'll see an opening down the middle and plant. Next thing you know, he's 0 to 60 in a blink. So, and we've stressed it to our guys. I mean, they've had their struggles in the run game, but you could play well for 20 carries against them, and all of a sudden, the 21st one, you're sitting there shaking your head. He popped one on you. So, we just talked about maintaining our edges and playing with great discipline, great technique, and the importance of gang tackling a guy like this.
Mike, do you guys heard an explanation as to why he's kind of struggled a bit this season? He hasn't seemed to have the normal numbers that you look at with him.
Well, I know he's had an ankle. They give him early, give him a day early in the week. So you could tell that there are times where he's, days where it's bothered him. And then I think the biggest thing is the offensive line. I think they're down four starters from what they started the year with. I mean, that's, I couldn't imagine having a situation like that. So, I mean, the left tackle's really the only guy left. I mean, you watch earlier tape and it's all different guys. So I think just from a chemistry standpoint, continuity with those guys, and then I think you have to factor in when you fall behind, it's you're playing catch up. You're not going to be running the ball as much anyway. So just from those circumstances, I think his numbers are down.
Like, how did you feel about the performance in Jacksonville? Stopped them on third down and holding down.
Our guys played well. I mean, it's. Again, we had some thing. We brought him in and we watched it, went through it, had some things to get cleaned up. But I think overall, the effort, the energy, the intensity, I thought was there. We made plays when we had to. I think again, Muhammad proved, has continued his consistent play, Pro Bowl level. I think it's really starting to click more and more now with Quentin. He made some nice rushes inside, made a nice rush outside on to force the interception, and did a nice job staying off the court. He's we got to get him out of that habit of jumping. We're like, Quentin, you're 6'5". You don't have to jump and get his hands up like that. You worry about making contact with the helmet, but he did a real nice job hitting Henny's arm and forcing the ball to kind of sail and end up with Ellis. But I think that the nice thing about it now, having those two guys rushing inside well, is that we can play some more four-man front and against standard protections. Now you're one of those two guys is going to, the center can only help one, so one of those two guys is going to have a one-on-one. And I think that's what we had envisioned, a long time ago when we had drafted him, and we wanted to get to that point. It's taken some doing to get to that point, but I think we're there. We can line those two guys up at the two, over both guards, and somebody's going to get a one-on-one unless they max the protection up.
Is that what happened? It looked like on that sack that Muhammad had with both those guys in the middle.
Yeah, the one sack he had was on a game. Bart actually came free and fell down, so Muhammad gladly cleaned it up. But the one, Q had come free on one, just beat the guard clean with a real nice head fake. So both those guys have had real good rushes from the three technique spot.
Mike, as a defensive coordinator, when you see a guy in his second year like Mo, how excited does that make you in terms of the potential that he has? He's played so well this year and just projecting beyond this.
Yeah, it's real encouraging just because of just just how professional he's been and how coachable he's been. So here's a guy that's not repeating mistakes. So he's the learning curve with him is just so much faster. We saw it, and I've said this before, we saw it at the end of last year, and he really carried it over this year, and he's playing at such a high level. But he's doing all the little things well. I think he's understanding offenses so much better, and pass protections, and I think he's, you know, through Carl Dunbar and Anthony Weaver, you know, I think he's doing a better job of studying the opponent. Okay, where does this guard like to set his hands? You know, does this guy set me high? Will he quick set me at the line of scrimmage? Does he, you know, what moves does he get beat on? Can I cross his face? Do I want to stay out? So all those graduate level things that he had no idea about last year, I think he's really incorporated them into in his preparation.
Coach,